Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of You're a Gem. I'm your host, Whitney Bushell, and I am so thrilled to be starting this project. It's a bit of a passion project for me on the side of my normal career. So this could be very fun for us to share in this journey. I think it's going to come very naturally to me, to be honest, because I like to talk a lot. Any of you that already know me, I'm a talker. So this could go very well, or you'll get really bored. But I mean, there is pause and stop, but you don't want to do that. And I know that. So before we dive into the nitty-gritty of the topic today, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about moi. I own a day spa in Waterloo called Gem Spa, hence You're a Gem. And I started it in 2012 at the age of 24. Honestly, a lot of people thought I was really crazy for doing that. And I might have been. I really might have been. That's pretty young to start a business, especially when you really don't know what you're doing. But it worked out. So I must have done something right. And I will definitely be sharing some of the stories on the ups and downs of owning a business at that age throughout some of the future episodes. Just to give you an idea of what the episodes will hold for you, I'm going to tell you some stories about my journey and my life so you'll gradually get to know me if you don't already. And I'm actually an extremely passionate person about skincare specifically, and I also really love and care about people. The spa industry is totally my jam. It definitely was the place that I needed to be, and I didn't even know it. And that is a story for another day. As you can imagine, as a spa owner during the pandemic, I have had at least a minute or two or like 2 months. I don't even know. How long has it been? Definitely over a year. So I've had more than enough time to think about the direction I wanted to take the business. And I knew I wanted to continue to be able to reach out to people even when I couldn't see them face to face in the spa environment. So here I am, ready to bring you discussions and education on skincare and aesthetics, spa stories, and the details of starting and running a small business. So wash your dishes, do your laundry, go for a run, while I impart you with knowledge and wisdom and stories. Honestly, podcasts are great for multitasking. So if you're a multitasker, then you're going to get lots done while I talk to you and you can absorb all the information that I give you. I'm not personally great at multitasking. I'm like a one job wonder. Anyways, you crush some chores, crush them while I talk. For today's episode, we're going to tackle a very basic yet complex topic, skin types. What is yours? Have you thought about this? Have you asked yourself before while looking in the mirror, what is my skin type? If you haven't, ask it now before I get started. Okay? So I want to start off by saying almost everyone I have ever spoken to in my 13 plus years of being a medical esthetician has misdiagnosed their skin type. Hopefully you end up learning through this education what to look for in your skin, and then we can continue to learn about what products you should and shouldn't be using, which I can tell you right now, most of you are using the wrong things and it's totally not your fault. Honestly, I don't even know how you could navigate the skincare world if you didn't study it, because there's just so many products and they all look so appealing and they're pretty packaging and boxes and their social media content is so gorgeous, and I would get sucked into it if it wasn't what I already know. So I hope that I can help you navigate that. I have a motto. Did you know that? I don't think you did. My motto is achieving your skincare goals is about dedication and education. Yes, dedication. You cannot use a fabulous new skincare routine for 3 days and then hope to see amazing results for the rest of your life. Sorry, that's not gonna happen. I'm sorry if I just burst your bubble. I know we're of a society that really likes immediate results, but that's not going to happen. You have to hang in there. Moving on, I can pretty much categorize anyone who comes into the spa as having one of 6 different skin types, ranging from oily to dry, mature, sensitive. Of course, nothing's ever really cut and dry. Except some people's skin. It can be dry. So, so dry. All right, so let's just dive straight into the first skin type. Oily, which is the exact opposite of being so, so dry. So with an oily skin type, your sebaceous glands are on high gear. They are honestly just so thrilled to join the party and are flooding your hair follicles with oil. Many, many people think that they either have oily skin or combination skin, and in fact, they do not. A truly oily skin type usually has enlarged pores, described like a plate or a bowl, and a thick shine on their face that appears only a few hours after their first cleanse. Usually a true oily skin type will also have a scalp or hair follicles that react the same way. Another thing I want to mention, just because you have acne or breakouts does not necessarily mean that your skin is an oily skin type. In fact, most cases that I see, especially of adult acne, they're not actually an oily skin type at all and would fit into the category of combination or dry. I remember when I was young that if you had acne, and I know there's going to be a few people listening that can go along with this. This might age me, actually. You automatically used Proactiv if you had acne. Have you seen those commercials? The results are unreal. Like, who can argue with the results when people like Kendall Jenner and Adam Levine, Justin Bieber, they're all like, oh my gosh, Proactiv fixed my face. Come on, what? Just use a three-step process and only a face mask and bam, acne gone. Little did anyone know that if you didn't have the correct skin type to be using way too much benzoyl peroxide, you would end up with super dry skin with a chemical burn. And as a result, guess what? More acne, but for a different reason. Also a lot of bleached towels, which you can only imagine what that was doing to your poor skin if your towels looked like that. Like, my mom lost a lot of towels to Proactiv. I wonder if Kris Jenner had a linen closet full of Proactiv bleached towels. No? Actually, she probably could afford to just chuck them every time they looked like garbage. So, you know, maybe not a problem at their household. Okay, I'm off track. Onward! Combination skin! Combination skin has an oily T-zone and dry cheeks. Again, if you have acne in the skin type, this doesn't mean you necessarily require products to treat acne. In the future episodes, I will go into detail about what treatments work well for a combination acne-prone skin type. But just to give you a little insight, you want to look for products containing ingredients that help to balance your sebaceous production in both areas. One area in which many people go wrong is usually drying agents like gel cleansers, astringents, witch hazel, BHA, that's salicylic acid, and gel moisturizers. Yes, those are a thing, gel moisturizers. And I'm here to tell you that that's actually only perpetuating the issue. So you want to stay away from some of those ingredients. And those ingredients don't always have to be a bad thing, but I definitely would not push you in that direction. Next is normal skin type, whatever that means, normal. Finding someone with this skin type is like finding a rare black-footed ferret in Canada. They're basically extinct, and I stare at it in disbelief when I find it. Normal skin, I mean, not the ferret. Just to be clear, I have never seen the ferret, and I actually don't even really know what it is. I literally Googled, what animals are most extinct in Canada? There you go, black-footed ferret. You're learning so much on this podcast, and you didn't even know that you would. Okay, this skin type, normal we're talking about. I got way off track there. Okay. This skin type doesn't feel dry or oily, regardless of the conditions. If it feels dry at all, it's likely just dehydrated, and it'll be a seasonal thing like winter. Rarely does this skin type experience breakouts or reactions. However, even though this skin type sounds like a true dream that requires no effort, that's not true. This skin type still requires proper care to prevent aging, keep the hydration levels up, because it will eventually become a dry skin type as it ages. Also, just like all skin types, it requires SPF. Keep that face protected. It's the only one you have. Dry skin types. My skin type fits into this category at this point in my life. I'm in my mid-30s, and my face can feel like a desert when it's not balanced and cared for properly. It's prone to flaking skin, itchy, tight. So when you wash your face and you get out of the shower or whatever and it's dry and has no moisturizer on it, it'll feel really tight. So this skin type is undergoing underproduction of sebum from the sebaceous glands. It's not desquamating. In other words, you are learning today. Desquamating. It means exfoliating. So it's not desquamating or exfoliating naturally. It requires proper products to draw moisture to the Pittick film. Apparently I had to choke a little saying that word. Hydrolipidic film. Why do you gotta do that? And the cornified layer as it experiences transepidermal water loss at a rapid rate. It's a lot of sciencey terms. I hope you liked that. On the topic of my skin, let me regale you with a little bit of backstory on what led me to feel so passionately about skincare. Acne was the name of the game, and it started crushing my soul at the age of 12. An enormous cyst appeared on my chin, and it was mortifying. So dramatic. Although I think this is where my love of extracting blemishes began, so I can't be too upset that I had acne. Okay, this is about to get gross, so plug your ears if you're a little squeamish. It's so satisfying to watch a big blemish explode and hit the mirror and you can hear it. Like, I don't know what it is about that, but it's just the best. It's the best. Oh my gosh, ew, David. That's for my Schitt's Creek fans. Whoop, whoop. So I had a normal teenage acne experience all the way through. My skin cleared up a bit in first year university, which is so nice because then I could make new friends. And they weren't like, ooh, what's happening over there? Long story short, I ended up with H1N1. And apparently the virus went dormant in my body after being sick. And a year and a half later, the virus activated on my face. So I basically had what looked like terrible shingles all over my face. It went through my lymphatic system. These things were huge, like huge boils that ran all over my face. I worked very, very hard to make sure that as little scarring as possible came from that. As a new esthetician, it was very mortifying to go into work and have this happening on my skin and not know what was going on. Acne, no matter what, like it doesn't matter if it's crazy exploded all over your face or if it's just like one blemish here and there, it's a confidence crushing experience. But it really, this experience of having this extremely crazy acne blow up gave me the passion and drive to learn as much as I possibly could about skin and skin conditions like acne to help other people. So dramatic story time is over. On to the skin type, sensitive skinned folks. Is that a thing? Is that for like sensitive people or just people with sensitive skin? I'll leave that to you. Sensitive, being highly reactive. Often this skin type will have a condition like rosacea, couperose, eczema, psoriasis, and will appear red and flushed. It's usually also found on skin in the fairer complexion end of things, like Fitzpatrick 1 and 2 that burn easily. Did you learn another thing there? Fitzpatrick scale. That is a scale in which your skin tone gets categorized. I bet you didn't know that if you had that super fair skin that you would be given such a fancy name, Fitzpatrick. I feel like I should have an accent with that. Fitzpatrick. No, little known fact, when I think I'm doing a British accent, it sounds more Australian mixed with British and it's terrible. So I will try to hold back from doing that too often. If you're unsure if you have a condition like rosacea or if it is beginning, you can take a look in the mirror and see small capillaries or small veins that are beginning to weaken, and you'll usually start to see them around the nose and onto the balls of your cheeks. We definitely can talk about different ingredients. That'll be the next episode. The next episode, I'm going to break it down into like mini episodes so that you can just listen to your skin type, and then I can talk a little more in depth about what products and ingredients are suitable for you. Moving on to mature skin type. They are very dry, wrinkles start to form, sun damage is surfacing and appearing, elasticity is lower, and the skin is starting to thin. And we won't go on past that with mature. It's fairly basic in terms of what's happening. It's just starting to lose its youth. So we need to try and regain that muscle strength and the collagen elastin and help to reduce some of that sun damage that's happening. One thing I want to talk about really quickly is the difference between dehydration and dry. Dehydration is actually simply when the epidermal layer of your skin has experienced too much water loss. This can happen to all skin types, including oily, not just dry. So dry skin is dry all the way through, and the layers of the skin require moisture balancing, not just surface hydration retention. Hopefully, you heard a description that made you drop that dish sponge and go, Oh my gosh, where's Whitney? Is she here? Is she here with me? It's like she's describing my skin right this very minute. The biggest thing to remember is that with all skin types, in order to obtain results, you must learn what needs to be accomplished to bring balance to the skin. Your skin is the largest organ in your body and your body's first line of defense for your immune system and protection against the environment. It's the only thing people see first, and you cannot change it. I mean, we got makeup and self-tanner, but we won't include those. So take care of it. You can prevent skin cancer, reduce or prevent acne, and also prevent a lot of skin aging just by learning about how to properly care for your skin. And did you know that just like in your gut, you need to work towards creating an environment that allows good bacteria to live on your skin, surface of your skin? By using low quality ingredients or using the wrong ingredients for your skin type, you can actually cause more damage, increase breakouts, and worsen your skin conditions and make your skin age more quickly. I'm so excited to educate you and have you feeling excited about your skin, just like I am. In my next episode, we are going to focus on the now what of skincare. And like I said, we're going to do mini episodes so that you can tackle and listen to just your skin type. I mean, you're more than welcome to listen to all of them, but if you want to just hear about yourself, then you can just choose the episode that pertains to you. Knowing what type of skin you have is step one, but now we need to figure out what to do to create that balance we need for results. If you have any specific topics or questions you would like me to answer on future episodes, please email them to me, whitney@gemspa.ca. Also, if you'd like to book an online skincare consult, doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can go on to our website and book an appointment with me at gemspa.ca. So it's just under a free skincare consult, and we can arrange a virtual consultation through a video chat. And I would be thrilled to meet with you and help you figure out what is your skin type. From this episode, we can draw the information and help you narrow that down if you're still feeling unsure. Ultimately, I want to help you attain your skincare goals. And remember, it's about dedication and education. Full circle right there. I'm pretty sure this podcast is going to change the world and make everyone look and feel like a million times younger and more confident. I don't think that's too much to ask or expect out of a podcast, is it? Thank you so much for joining us on the very first episode of You're a Gem, and I look forward to you joining me on the next episodes. Please leave us a review or a rating on this. We want to get as many subscribers as we can so we can share all the joy of skincare. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. You know, man.